Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bills play-by-play man John Murphy joining us live this morning, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you and Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow.
John, I've been saying all week, like, I want the Bills to beat the Jets by like 50 points. That might be a little bit unrealistic, but I mean, you get the idea here. We need a feel-good win.
Yeah, that's not likely to beat him by 50. It's the NFL, you know, and I do think I guard against this myself. You see a matchup of a couple of teams that are obviously on different ends of the spectrum, and you think they should roll these guys. But it's not, you know, it's not college football. There's not that much difference as much as there is in college football. So the Bills are better than the Jets. There's no question about that. They beat them by 10 6 weeks ago. They should beat them by at least that much this week. But, you know, in the NFL, it's hard for a team to go winless for a season. Eventually, the Jets are going to get a win, and I'm sure they're getting sick of losing, and they've got the Buffalo Bills at home, and the Bills have not been playing great. I think the Bills are going to win, but I don't know, you know, 50 points or a route of that magnitude is a little bit out there.
But, you know, it's still a rivalry, right? The Bills and Jets, and they are division opponents.
Yeah. How much of a rivalry it is, I think that's in question. I mean, the Jets are miserable this year. They continue to get rid of assets. You know, they traded away nose tackle Steve McClendon a week ago. They traded away linebacker Jordan Willis this week. Obviously, they're just a couple of weeks away from letting Le'Veon Bell go, just putting them on the wave list. I mean, it's just they're really not plugged in. They're very dysfunctional, and they're poorly coached, and they don't have much talent, and they have less talent than they had 6 weeks ago when the Bills beat them. So, all of those reasons, it is a rivalry game. I don't think it'll look like much of a rivalry, and I don't think there's much bad blood, although the Jets, you know, have managed to come up and have big games against the Bills in the years past. It'll be interesting to see what they can muster if Sam Darnold comes back to the lineup. He's missed a couple of games with a bad shoulder. He got banged up in a night game against Denver a couple of weeks ago and hasn't played for 2 weeks. They've had 35-year-old Joe Flacco playing quarterback for a couple of weeks. It'll be interesting to see if Darnold returns for one. I mean, he's been limited in practice, and if he does, how effective he could be. You know, he landed on his right shoulder and he was slammed to the ground. So that, to me, is maybe the most intriguing thing about the game. Their number one quarterback, Sam Darnold, drafted the same year as Josh Allen, good buddies with Josh Allen. The different path of Darnold's career versus Josh Allen's career has always been kind of fascinating. And it'll be see if there's any kind of rebound from Sam Darnold this week.
You know, because of all the things you mentioned, the Jets kind of being a joke this year, is it tough to evaluate the Bills during this game? I mean, what are some of the things you're going to be looking for in terms of righting some of the wrongs over the past 2 weeks that, you know, we might be able to see even against a team like the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, anything the Bills do well this Sunday will be discounted because it is the Jets, but clearly, the Bills have to play better run defense than they played Monday night against Kansas City, giving up all that yardage on the ground. And I don't think the Jets are particularly talented at running back, but the Bills need to just be stronger against the run. That's number one. They need a good game from Josh Allen, who did not play exceptionally well against Kansas City on Monday night. And the Bills' passing game had a field day against the Jets' defensive back 6 weeks ago against Pierre Desir. Actually, had to be bench because he was playing so poorly at corner, and Bless Austin on the other corner is nothing special either. So I think they should be able to gain some ground through the air, although remains to be seen whether John Brown will be ready. But you're right. Yeah. Any positives the Bills get out of this game are going to be diminished a little bit because it is the Jets, the winless New York Jets.
You know, the Bills released Quentin Spain this week. A lot of people were surprised by that. Any thoughts on, you know, how that decision was made or what led to it?
Yeah, well, I think it means that John Feliciano was ready to return, right? Feliciano was hurt during the month-long preseason, and you wonder what Spain's fate would have been had Feliciano not been hurt, a month before the season began. But I'm anticipating that today, maybe tomorrow, the Bills activate Feliciano off the injured reserve list and probably throw him right into the lineup. And that, I think, is a positive development. They've been sort of patchwork up front a little bit, you know, moving the guards around, Spain in and out of the lineup, and I think they need some stability there because among the other things they can do better is run the ball better and more consistently. And I think Feliciano has an opportunity to provide the Bills a pretty good chance of getting their running game going.
Not necessarily Bills related, but did you feel bad at all for Ryan Fitzpatrick this week? The Dolphins not doing terrible, and he gets benched for the new guy.
Yeah, I did feel bad for him, and I was, I guess, a little surprised. You know, Fitz has always been a good soldier and never really squawked much about being in and out of the lineups on the different teams he's been on. But I'm sure this one hurt, and he said it hurt. You know, he said his heart hurt because they were playing well. He was playing well. I found it interesting. One of his quotes was that for the first time since Buffalo, and maybe just the second time in his career, he found like he had a home in Miami, you know, and had a chance to establish roots. And he knows the end is near for his career, but nobody wants to see that. And I think it had to hurt him a little bit. It looks like the Dolphins probably had in mind a certain timetable for when Tagovailoa would be in the lineup, and they kind of cut him loose a little bit in relief of Fitzpatrick last Sunday and just kind of threw him out there this week. I think it says something about where the Dolphins think their seasons are. I mean, they're prepared, I think, to ride the wave and absorb the bumps of a rookie quarterback, and that'll most likely start right away. I don't know that Tagovailoa, even though he's a talented player and a first-round pick, he hasn't had really virtually any NFL experience, and there'll be some rough patches for him, but the Dolphins appear ready to absorb those rough patches, and maybe it says something about where they, you know, quite frankly, it might say something about where they think the division is, where it's going, that the Dolphins may not consider themselves viable challengers in the AFC East.
Are you glad to be back to calling a Sunday 1 o'clock game?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, not, you know, I wish we were going to MetLife Stadium because I don't like doing those games off TV, but that's what we're faced with. But, yeah, the schedule got a little bit crazy the last couple of weeks. And weeknight games, although they're a good break once in a while, there was too much uncertainty about, you know, where they're playing and what time the game is. Actually, I found myself last Monday checking the clock, and is this game 5? Is it 7? What time does this game start, you know?
Yeah, I know the feeling. From Monday, kind of snuck up on you with a 5 o'clock start. Well, John, have fun this Sunday, and hoping for a good one here. It's John Murphy, Bills play-by-play man. You know, 50, all right, that's unreasonable. I'll settle for 30. What do you say?
I think you'll get it.
Yeah. All right,
I do.
John Murphy, you'll hear him on the call on WGR this Sunday at 1 o'clock, as you mentioned.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.